good evening. This is KD2FPM, told for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club here at 140.65 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an... ...times and can at any time. Is there emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month, except December, February, and March. This monthly meeting will be on September 20th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern... Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, feel free to net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleaid.com. This is 82 FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery, or mobile stations to check in? Now, please. All right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. The Echo Link stations that would wish to check in. I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
15 seconds. Come now, please.
KD2FPM, WB2RUQ.
Okay, the net recognized W2RUQ. John, how are things down in the Hudson Valley tonight?
Things are good. It's about 72 degrees here right now, so we're finally starting to drop. We were like 83, 84 today, even up in the Catskills. We were up there earlier today. Things are good here, sunny. We're expecting some rain tomorrow afternoon, and God, we can use it. And other than that, I'm watching the Mets, and they're winning, and I'm feeling good, and enjoying a good glass of wine. Life doesn't get any better than this. Okay, Kevin, back to you. KD2 FPM, WD2RUQ.
Okay, very good, John. Yeah, I was going to say, watching the Mets and sipping on some wine sounds like a fun idea to end. Degrees, so not too bad for almost mid-September, we'll say, at this point. It's there, a mid-September night, so we'll take it. All right, it looks like, John, you and I are the only ones that are in Echolink tonight, so we'll move forward. This is KD2F Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular guests. Come.
Good evening, Kevin James. This is N2PFM, November 2, Purple Foxtrot Mike. Good evening.
You, and you're dropping out every 5 seconds or so, Kevin James.
KC2WI.
Okay, nice call up there. Yeah, John, I'm probably having some issues, and if you could maybe kind of beam up, man, and can totally... WA2UP, KC2, I'm sorry, I did this backwards. Yeah, WA2U, John, KC2WIP, I got re-changed there, I got dyslexic. And N2PFM, George. George, how are things, Watson?
Well, things are all right here. I got 63 degrees on the mountain side. The temperature range today was 50 to 74. And bright sunshine most of the day. A few peaks, sometimes it went out for a while, but most of the part it was a nice, bright, sunny day. And, you know, every couple of minutes you just... how you're going all this while. There's just enough. You drop out a lot, but you're in there enough that we can reconstruct what you're saying to understand what was going on. And again, I'll say it was 63 degrees now. See, on the mountainside, temperature range today was 50 to 74. And KC2WY, that package has been sitting here for you for over a month already. I don't know when you intend to pick it up or whatever. That's about it here from the mountain side. God bless. 73s all around and 2PFM clear.
Internet, because earlier tonight I tried to get in to watch my weatherman friend up in the Utica area, Jeff Matthews, on CNYWeatherTainment.com, and I didn't have the bandwidth, so it sounds like something's just kind of really going screwy tonight, and who knows, could be a movie night for everybody across America tonight, and they're really taking up the bandwidth. All right, we'll move down. I know we had a double in there, so... John, if any weird anomalies take place and I happen to drop out entirely, if you could just pick up and run with it, I would appreciate it.
Okay, WA to you. I think you might have turned it over to me. Okay, well, good evening to John there. He wasn't dropping out on the Echolink, and George and Pete, and maybe there'll be some other stations joining us. 60 degrees at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Whopping 60 degrees. So, beautiful day. Got a lot of stuff done. Moved, cleaned up some stuff over by the wood splitter. The last wood that, split up, it looked like I had split 50 cord of wood from all the chips and pieces and things. It's just the way the wood kind of like exploded when I put it in the wood splitter, but I got some wood out. So we cleaned that up and cleaned out the fire ring and rearranged the chairs, and we covered up the wood with a big tarp. We normally don't do that, but we have plans for Thursday. And covered up the wood chips, so they're all covered up. But I had a great day. Got a workout in. Kathy went out and went shopping, and with a friend of hers, they were going to be for gone for a little while, and they came back this afternoon. So they had a great time. They went over and straightened out someone's garden, and then they jumped in the pool. And can you believe that? What is today, the 13th, I believe, and they're talking about swimming in the pool, but I guess all is possible, but things will be changing. So I don't know, Kevin James, I can turn it back over to you, and you can have Pete come in, or we'll see what happens. I'm sure we all can operate on autopilot at this point. Okay, over to you, Kevin James, and if not, Pete, I guess we'll pick it up, WA2 and the Black River Valley Service Net.
All right, I'm going to pick it up, KC2WI. KC2WI. Yeah. You got some kind of an issue there. We couldn't quite get what you were telling us because you just dropped out too much. KC2WI and John, this morning at 8 o'clock, I went to the 7:40 or whatever I left here. I went to the business leaders breakfast meeting until, it was 8 to 9:30, but I think it was more like or almost 10 when I left there, quarter to 10 or something, and scooted into town and just got gas, and then I walked across the street to talk to people there, Bill and Judy Hooper, and I spent way more time yakking than I should have, and so I think I got here at 11, I don't know, 30 or something, and had all good intentions to do some work, And between phone calls and other diversions, I don't think I got too much accomplished. And finally, I left about 1 and went over to Lyons Falls to the farmer's market for lunch and, you know, to pick up whatever good stuff. I ended up just buying some bread, basically. One of the people makes this lumberjack bread. It's really, I mean, it's just fantastic stuff. And I decided, you know, I was going to go out and go for a swim because we may have some warm weather, but we will not have warm water, pretty quickly. So I went over to the Moose River. I stayed there, actually, I think, from about, I don't know, to whenever I left the thing there, 2 o'clock. And to about 5:30, I got home here, and I did check in with the New York State Phone Traffic and Emergency Net, so not right at the beginning, I don't think, 10 after 6. So anyway, the water, the Moose River is pretty good. It's not. I didn't stay in any one time as long as I thought I might. It's getting a little cool, but it's, you know, it's okay. And I did a lot of kind of walking up the river and climbing on the rocks and stuff like that. And, you know, that's perfectly fine. It's to walk in it. But anyway, as you say, you know, it's by this time it's usually pretty cool, and the water only feels warm, you know, when you go in on a cold day, and then it might not feel too bad. But it was just, you know, I'd like to have seen it a little warmer, but it was perfectly adequate for swimming, and I think this is the last day of it because, you know, we're going to get rain and cool temperatures and not real hot during the day. Even if it doesn't get all that cold during the night, it's just big downhill slope, which I hate to see, but that's the way it goes. And Judy pointed out, well, I hope the lake cools down. And, you know, she was talking about Lake Ontario, because when the lake is warm, you know, when you get up, the lake stays warm, which looks like maybe it's going to do. It's got to be pretty warm from the summer. Then you get lake effect, more and more and more lake effect snow, and of course, when it freezes, then you don't get any lake effect snow. So depending on if you want lake effect snow or not, which I don't know, I have mixed feelings about it. I'm getting lazy, I guess, or whatever. It's great for snowmobiling, and it's great that you get, you know, the way we had it, I don't know, a couple of years ago, we got 2 or 3 big dumps right early, and it stuck around, and that was good. But when you get it every day you got to go out there, and you got 3 inches of cut today, and 2 inches tomorrow, and 5, you know, and it's just a royal pain. I like to have a nice big snowstorm, reasonable, you know, half a foot or something, and then have nice weather for a while, and then, you know, take a break. But we'll see what happens. This was like the last summer day. The only real thing that was obvious that was at 5 o'clock or so, the shadows were getting pretty long already, and you know, places that you'd be sitting on a rock in the sun 2 or 3 weeks ago were just, you know, in the shadows. So we're, you know, it's inevitable, I guess. But anyway, that's the report from here, and back to Ned. I don't know if Kevin James has totally lost his connection or not. KC2WI.
See if Kevin James is there, and if not, I'll just pick it up and see if there's any additional stations. Okay, he sounds like he had a very interesting day. I concur. Before I make additional comments, let's see if Kevin James is back. If not, we'll continue on WATU. Okay, it looks like Kevin James has is not there. And before, let's see. That's why I figured Thursday, the green light, so more info to follow about that, but 11:30-ish, and we'll be going through the day, and looks like, you know, a week from now, we might be wearing a Carhartt jacket around there. I have no idea, but I agree with the water. I still, there's still some boats out in the lake, although you definitely want to take a sweatshirt along when you're out there, especially in some of the motorboats and stuff. I'm going to check, pause for a few seconds, see if there are any additional stations on Echo Lake, and then we'll go to additional stations that we'd like to check on via RF. So this is the Black River Valley Service Net on 7 days a week, starting at 9 p.m., right here on the Boonville repeater. KC2NVU repeater, additional stations on Echo Lake. We'd like to check in. Go ahead. Okay, any additional stations for the net this evening? Anyone with comments, notes, news, or nonsense? There you go, notes, news, or nonsense, or additional stations for the Black River Valley Service Net. Please call WA2U, filling in for Kevin James, who was on, who kicked the ball and got the game started, I guess.
KC2NVU, one more for the count.
A double.
Okay, I recognize KC2NBU and N2KKL, additional stations. Okay, as I said, we've got you, Ray, we've got Pauline. Ray, how is your day? What's going on in Ray's world today?
WA2U, had a nice day today. I did a lot of work outside, and it was beautiful this morning to work out there. So good evening, everybody. Hope all is well with all of you, and nice to hear you, John. And 2KKL, back to you.
Okay, Pauline, very good. Good to hear you this evening. And I guess the net's still over. The first cup net and the after-dinner net are on 145.17. So, very good. Nice to hear you, Pauline. Okay, over to Ray. Good evening, Ray.
We've got 64 degrees up on the hill here. Prices were actually up at the auction today, so didn't buy anything. They always come down in the fall, so we're just waiting patiently, or maybe not so patiently. But, whoa, what a wonderful day. Perfect temperature. It was picture perfect. I guess tomorrow it's going to be cloudy and a lot cooler, but overall, can't complain.
We really stretch the nice weather out. We might get a day or two, but like Pete was jumping in the water, I'm not sure that's readily going to happen. Pete mentioned earlier the meet. Kevin James probably mentioned the meeting's coming up on the 20th. Regular meeting place, 7 o'clock in the evening. You always find talk and information on the repeater here. That's September 20th. I should mention. What else is going on? Some sort of cream cheese festival or something on, is that Saturday? I think it's Saturday, the 17th, Syracuse Gun Show, the 17th, 18th, New York State Fairgrounds. So there's still activities in the area. Maybe someone's listening has got more information. Anyone with notes, news, nonsense, comments, additional stations, I'll make wind up for the evening here, additional stations for the Black River Valley Service Net, please call WA2U.
And 2PSM with an additional event happening.
Go ahead, George. Instant service.
Okay, Roy. Well, thank you. Yes, this Sunday from 11 to about 3 or 4 at the Krogan train station, there will be Iron Horse Day also, so that'll... That's something that's very interesting. You'll get some speeder rides down the Beaver Falls and back on the on the track speeder and all, and as well as it'll be like a wonderful county fair. And let's just hope that the ISIS, by the way, ISIS can stay away. We don't want them there for sure. And 2PFM.
Yeah, okay, well, they're probably afraid of that stuff anyway, so. Very good. Thanks, George. Anyone else with notes, news, nonsense, information, comments for the Black River Valley Service Net, please call WAQU. And that's on, for those just tuning in, 7 days a week, starting at 9 p.m., 99.9% of the time. Additional stations.
K82FPM is back in here. Does this sound any better?
George, Kevin, James for getting things started. And Pete, and who else did we have? Pauline and Ray. I'm going to leave somebody out. There's probably someone I'm leaving out. But anyways, appreciate all the participation and change of ideas and thoughts and things of that nature. Everyone have a great evening, and stay dry tomorrow, I guess. And 7-3 to all. This is WA2 now returning the Boonville repeater back to other amateur radio service. WA2 now clear. 7-3.
KC2WI, Kevin James doubled with you there at the end, and I was going to throw something out. I did not that many people on here, really, at least from here. But I'm sort of in the back of my mind. I missed the Saratoga Ham Fest. I don't know how good or bad it was. I know Tom Dick was going to go down. He said he got up about 5 o'clock at Saranac Lake. It was, you know, rain and the thunder, and he says, I'm not driving through that. So he didn't go. I don't know how the weather was down there. But I'm wondering if there was, if we could arrange for some kind of a little ham fest, you know, swap fest somewhere. You know, if I did it, it would obviously probably be right here in Lowellville, Glenfield, maybe Boonville, maybe Glenfield at the fire department if N2 OIQ can arrange it without us costing us a lot of money. If you think there'd be any interest, I wonder how far people might go. And John, you might know that I don't think there's any others anywhere as close to here the rest of the year. WA2U, KC2WI.
Yeah, WA2U. I know there's one, I want to say Ithaca or Trumansburg, because I know Pete NA2A goes to it. I think that's coming up. Boston Spa was last week, and I believe. Let me turn it over to Kevin James. Kevin James, go ahead. If you have any, I'll pause here. You didn't come back right away the other time, so I thought you had completely disappeared. But anyways, go ahead if you have any comments. Kevin James, go ahead. WATU.
Okay, yeah, my apologies. It takes a couple seconds to get the transmit button back here on Echolink. KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. John, thanks for helping me out there. Hopefully this sounds a little bit better. I think part of my issue was my laptop that I normally use decided to do something else, and it was basically telling me to hold on while it did something and would come back. So even the return conversation was kind of broken up. So hopefully this sounds a little bit better. Including yourself tonight, I had a total of, I believe, 7 check-ins, and that includes me too. So hopefully our numbers concur. KD2FPM back to net control.
Okay, very good, Kevin James. Yeah, I didn't write. I was just doing from memory. I was testing my memory. Yeah, you have to download that Murphy filter. That Murphy filter that gets in every once in a while to two things and tweaks and adjusts things. So, all is good. All is good. Okay, Pete, a comment on the Ham Fest. Yeah, I know they have one on Deerfield Hill. It's, yeah, that's,
people, I don't know, I never can figure out HamFest. You know, they used to have them in Syracuse, and people that lived in the area would not attend them, and then they'd go travel an hour to go to another one. So, who can figure it out, you know? As I said, this HamFest would have been people's backyard, and they don't go to it, and then they go to one that's 2 hours away, and they get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, like, you know, Rochester or something. So, that's just a matter of organizing. If the weather were decent, a fellow in Syracuse years ago, and you might remember this, Pete, years ago, he did a HamFest. In fact, it was at Timmons, N2FRY. He called it the Icebreaker HamFest. And he did it almost I want to call it the, you know, there's one down in Marathon, but he threw this HamFest together, and the weather was decent. A lot of people attended because it seemed like after late September, October, until spring, there was no HamFest. So this kind of filled in the gap. So anything's possible. It's a matter of organization and getting the word out. Go ahead, Pete.
To PFM.
Yeah, okay, and I recognize George there. Well, yeah, no, the problem here is if I did it, of course, I would do it where I could arrange it, which would be here. And there ain't a lot of hams, so you'd have to get them to come maybe, from Watertown, the population center, Watertown, Utica, Rome, and that kind of stuff. And I don't know if you would, but it would a lot. And if you did it in really late, you know, you'd always be iffy with the weather, with the lake effect and all that. If you did it maybe in March or something, you probably wouldn't worry about lake effect. But I don't know. I mean, if you could get a place that you could do it for free, basically, then what the heck? You just put the word out and, you know, charge $3 or something just to make a few bucks for the club and see what happens. If you got to spend 50 or 100 or whatever dollars on a facility, then first of all, the individual isn't going to do that. The club would have to do it and agree with it, and that you'd have to at least get a couple people willing to work on it. You know, not that it's a lot of work, but I don't know. Let me turn it over to George.
It's KC2WY from M2PFM. You know, that package for you has been sitting here for quite some time.
Yeah, and I keep intending to come up there, and I just get tied up, or people are going to come. You know what happens? People say, well, I'm coming over at 10 o'clock or whatever it is, and then they don't show up. Maybe I should have come today, but I said, no, I'm going, I'm getting, well, getting's good here, so. I'll probably be seeing John on Thursday, and tomorrow I got to really put my nose to the grindstone, although maybe I'll give you a call if I want to take a break and scoot up that way. I do have to come up that direction. Well, it's the long way around to where you are, but go up to the spring there and get water, so, yeah, that's not really going to you. bridge was still there in Donnetburg, maybe, but anyway, yeah, I'll get a hold of you and do that. If I can get it this week, that's good. If not, I'll definitely call you next week, see what's going on. I don't know if I'm going to actually make it to the Hamilton County meeting and the Boonville meeting, but I'm going to try that, so that might take a day out at the beginning of the week. But I haven't forgot about it, George. I'll be up there. I'll give you a call.
Okay, it's a roger on that. N2PFM clear.
Yeah, WAT, okay. Pete, you'll have to do it. Let's see if I got it. You'll have to do it like the doctor's offices, right? The new thing now, well, maybe it's not new, but I don't know if they do it around here. But if you have an appointment and you don't let them know, I don't know, is it 24 hours in advance or something? You get billed for it and your insurance doesn't pay for it, I don't know. But they can do it like, I mean, your time is bailed up too, but I don't know how far that would go. So someone makes an appointment, they don't show up. Of course, everyone's going to have an excuse. So I'm going to get out of here. I will say one thing that was kind of a neat strategy years ago, and you probably remember this. Radio Amateurs are great at Syracuse Rags. I don't know if it's coincidence or they intentionally worked it out, but they always had their ham fest the same weekend as the Syracuse Fall Gun Show. And that place was always packed because people would go over to the gun show or whatever, and then they would go to the ham fest, and that worked out well. But nice places, you know, they, because, you know, you're not making any money. You got to have a lot of people show up, or otherwise it's going to be tough, and you got to set up the tables and everything. But you probably remember that years ago, Rags Ham Fest was always, you know, when the Syracuse Gun Show was happening, because the Syracuse Ham Fest or vice versa. So I'll get out of here. We'll chat. I'll chat with you later. Maybe I'll chat with you tomorrow or something, Pete, but I'm going to run. So KC2WI. I'm looking out to 2WA873 for now with the comments.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, if I had a farm or something, well, maybe not in the winter, but I mean, if you had a big piece of property, you know, a big field or something, that was decent enough that vehicles could drive in there and you know, in a good weather, you could just, that would solve that problem. If you had a, I don't know about, I mean, if you had a barn or something that you really weren't using, you know. The big problem, the real big problem, like you say, is paying for the facility. If you have to pay for the facility, if it's $50, you know, that you could, you know, the club could certainly absorb if you didn't make the $50 back, but it wouldn't at $5 a person, which is reasonable. It wouldn't take much to you know, pay for that, or $100 maybe. But you know, we're behind the eight ball here because we're sort of in the middle of nowhere, and there are just not enough hams. I don't know how many local ones would come out. I don't know how many people would drive from Watertown. And it would be one thing if maybe it was the end of October or the beginning of November, but if you made it too late, then you really also, just Murphy's Law would be there'd be this huge lake effect snowstorm or something, early snow, you know. If you do it in maybe the, you know, beginning of November, you're probably safe. Well, I don't know. I'm going to talk to a couple people and toss the idea around. And, you know, if you weren't in such a snowy place, you could do it in February indoors. But around here, probably January, February, you know, December, January, February, it's probably you're always worried about the weather for people driving. Talk to you later, KC2WI.
Okay, well, you know, this is fun to chat about this stuff because, you know, a firehouse and stuff, sometimes they can provide, you know, practically next to nothing as long as people buy a breakfast and a lunch and a dinner. So people have tried that. And other things they've tried to is, like, sort of buddy up with an activity. And that's kind of a neat thing to do because you have an activity going on and then people get introduced to the hobby impromptu, because they go, oh, what's that all about, you know? And like railroad stuff and amateur radio is kind of a thing. Oswego County used to do the fly-in pancake breakfast, and you probably went to that, and up in Fulton, and that was kind of cool because there were a lot of people that were amateur radio operators that had aircraft and things, and well, anyways, we can talk about it around the fire. KC2WI73WATU.
Yeah, I went to a couple of those breakfasts. They have a big one up in Lake Pleasant, or in Paseco at the airport, the weekend before Labor Day, and boy, it's huge, but you couldn't do a ham thing there because there's just not enough room. But I agree, if you add another activity or two, you know, in the same place or the same town or something. Yeah, 7-3, talk to you later, KC2WI.